Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's my demonic Halloween laugh.
I can't top that.
I used to be able to do like the Crypt Keeper. Let's see if I can do it. Hang on. No, that was a poor rendition.
You scared Coconut, my dog.
Nice. It is All Hallows Eve, for those of you who don't know the traditional name for Halloween. All Hallows Eve. And Bonnie and Nikki are here tonight. Somehow I ended up being the rock star. I get two chicks at the same time.
Woohoo!
I'm Lady Bon Bon.
Lady Bon
Lady
Bon?
Bon Bon, nice. I love it.
I like your bling, particularly your left shoulder bling.
Oh, why, thank you.
Yes.
It's a gold back.
It is a gold back. It's very, very libertarian of you to be sporting a gold back as part of your Lady Gaga costume.
Lady Gaga's lyrics are pretty libertarian, but I doubt she is.
Yeah. I've spilled the beans for all of our listeners. I've told them what you are instead of letting them guess, apparently.
Well, you guessed in one guess last night, so.
That's true, I did. And, Nikki, are you dressed up?
I am dressed up.
What is your costume?
Well, if I put my little mask on, I'm Monero Bonero.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
The Monero Bear.
But it's just hard for me to do a radio show with the plastic covering my face. And I also can't see with it on, so that kind of makes things rather
difficult.
Just look
through the nose holes.
Yeah, that's what Matt says, but they're like very, very like tiny pinpoint holes, and it's just...
And it's a sort of a rubber mask, too, so
yes.
You would sound like everybody that when the mask mandates were in place, when you'd go to a retail establishment and you'd ask them something, like, they'd be like, hey, Nikki, can you read that story? You'd be like, sure.
I was walking out of Walmart today, and some guy was like, have a nice day. To one guy, and the other one's like, you too. I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. There was more masks than I've seen in a long time today.
Yeah, really? People are getting back into the spirit.
I mean, it's one thing to wear a Halloween mask and, like, you know,
yeah.
You know, sort of the holiday spirit, if you will, of Halloween that folks like to do. I have to start out with this. Lady Bon Bon has accused me of being nothing. Like, did you dress up right? You're nothing. She literally called me nothing. And I'm like, nothing? I contend, in fact, that my costume that I am wearing right now is scarier than your costume.
My costume's not scary. I'm Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I don't know.
Agree with that.
I think mine's scarier than yours.
You would have a legitimate argument there.
But why would your costume be scary, Captain?
Well, first of all, my costume is a dichotomy, so there's two different parts to my costume. The first thing that I thought of was, okay, what is the scariest thing that I could be to the general public, right? The first thing that I am is a man who is trusting his immune system.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
To most people, apparently it is. Apparently folks who trust their immune system are blamed for all sorts of things, including vaccinated people coming down with COVID-19.
Because, you know, the vaccine works.
Even though they can spread it just as easily as people who didn't get vaccinated, according to studies.
Yes, and indeed I am also unmasked, which is terrifying to those who still mask.
Ooh!
So
the mask is only protecting you, and you're not wearing a mask, so you're not protecting them.
It's because I want Grandma dead.
That must be it.
So they say. But, yeah, no, it's because I think that breathing is important. And also, the masks didn't do anything. Like, even the most strict lockdowns, the coronavirus still spread.
Yep.
The masks didn't help. It didn't matter at all. So,
because the COVID particles can literally go through the masks. You would need an N95 mask
yes.
to get to block the particles from coming out of your mask. And actually, a lot of people don't know this, but to wear an N95 mask safely, you're supposed to be cleared by a doctor. So if you have asthma, allergies, COPD, emphysema, any respiratory illness, you should not be wearing an N95 mask. It is not safe. You could die.
Yeah. And for those types of masks, too, they recommend that you be, clean shaven. So anybody who, yeah. like, just wore the little, cloth mask or whatever, the little paper disposable bastards, and they had any kind of facial hair,
it doesn't work.
Not going to work. So that's part number one, is that I'm unmasked and I'm trusting my own immune system, which is scary, apparently, to the majority of people on planet Earth, at least according to governments. Now, the other part is, I wanted to be not scary particularly to, you, for example, Bonnie, or you, Nikki, or anybody that I've seen around today. I wanted to be scary to banks and governments.
Ooh.
And how could I do that? Well, I don't know if you notice this large symbol on my chest. It's a Bitcoin symbol.
Not a Bitcoin. Oh, my goodness.
Dun, dun, dun. Spooky. Yes. A Bitcoin enthusiast is the largest threat, is the scariest thing to governments and banks that exists on the planet currently that I'm aware of.
Why is that, Captain?
Well, you see, Nikki, it's the internet of money. It's not money from the internet or for the internet, even though that's where its origins are. But it's the internet of money. And that means that it hasn't even really begun doing what its potential is. It hasn't started really doing the things that I think it's going to do. So, for example, traditional banking provides you a set of services, let's say. Wire transfers, account transfers, maybe they give you a savings account with some interest, they let you buy bonds, all that kind of stuff. Well, what if all of that was just now an app on your phone?
An entirely new system. That's what's scary to them.
Yeah, you could have not just a bank account on your phone, but you could have an entire bank on your phone. All of the same services and products that banks provide you could now be provided as an app because of cryptocurrency.
With no permission needed.
No permission needed. Because cryptocurrency solves the problem of trust. Third-party trust. So now when if Bonnie and I want to do a transaction, if I want to buy her glorious wig that she's wearing tonight, and she agrees to sell it to me for $500, in cryptocurrency, we can make that transaction via cryptocurrency. No bank needs to be involved, and we don't even have to really know each other for us to both be confident that the transaction is going to go through and go through at the price that we have agreed upon. So it solves the problem of trust that banks traditionally provided, but without a bank. And to this, banks are scared. Banks are about to go the way of the classified ads in newspapers because of cryptocurrency. You guys remember Craigslist?
Yeah. Yeah.
Still a popular site to this day. Very simple, very text-based. Some pictures, some text, classified ads. That's all it is. It single-handedly brought down the newspaper industry. Right? Cryptocurrency has the ability to do that to banks. It also has the ability to do that to governments. Governments for a long time is a siloed sort of a monolith, if you will, a centralized agency, has been the keeper of records for, longer than I've been alive, right? So if you wanted something to be, quote, official, unquote, you would want it to be recognized by a government, wherever you may happen to live. If you're not in the United States, it would be your whatever government you're under. They were the official record keeper. Well, now record keeping doesn't need to be centralized anymore because, again, the blockchain is capable of replacing record keeping as an official register. So all of the record keeping that government, all the bureaucracy that government is currently doing and they think is so valuable is, again, about to go to the way of the dodo because it can be replaced by blockchain technology. And it'll be recognized across the globe. So to me, that's pretty scary. So again, I argue that my costume tonight is scarier than your costume, Lady Bon Bon.
You're still being what you are every day.
Okay.
That's true. Well, we'll see if my costume's even scarier when we get back.
We will do just that. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. Come on.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD. Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It's the spooky Sunday night Halloween edition. You guys have evil laughs? That's admirable.
Hey, we tried.
The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. We are a live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
I thought you were Lady Bonbon tonight.
Okay, and it's Lady Bonbon.
And Monero Badero.
Is that the official name of the mascot?
I think so.
Nice.
That's the name from the video.
Okay.
Which is, it's a pretty, like, cool, it's a rap song, so, eh. But it's a pretty interesting video.
All right.
It's pretty fun.
We have been arguing about whose costumes are scarier, and by arguing, I mean, like, me basically telling you guys that my costume is scariest.
My costume is not scary. I'm never scary for Halloween. I'm only pretty.
You're always pretty, Bonnie.
Thank you.
What were you last year?
An alien.
Oh, that's right. You had the
balls. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember everybody staring at your balls.
Yeah, everybody was staring at my balls all night.
That's true.
Also, on Friday, everybody was staring at my balls on the video stream.
Yes, well, you know, our watchers of the show over at video.freetalklive.com are a certain breed of people. Very specific. Certain breed of people.
I still think that my costume's the scariest.
Why is that, Nikki?
Because my costume does...
Wait, first of all, what is your costume?
Well, I'm the Monero Bear.
Okay.
So Monero does pretty much everything that Bitcoin does, except it has fungibility and it has privacy. So where Bitcoin can be tracked, Monero can't. Because as it is sent, it gets destroyed and then essentially regenerated as the person that's receiving it gets it.
So for those of our listeners who are not aware, you can, there are websites that are dedicated to tracking Bitcoin transactions because the Bitcoin blockchain is a ledger and it is publicly available. And for the folks who are watching at video.freetalklive.com, Nikki is showing off the her bare head.
I'm not quite on the camera yet, but...
Yeah, right. But, you know, yeah.
I'll be coming around the mountain.
When she gets
You know, nobody, our co-host, thinks that Bitcoin is a honeypot from the government.
Our former co-host.
He's
not here today.
He's not allowed to be on.
Right, until, you know, the government decides that it's okay for him to, yeah, until they restore his right of free speech.
Yeah,
he's still our co-host.
I agree.
He's with us in spirit.
I did see him today. He's doing fine for our listeners who are not aware. He's, you know, able to get out and about and do things and that kind of thing. He's just restricted from speaking.
Publicly.
That sounds unconstitutional.
Sure does.
He can't even get up on a microphone and speak in front of a crowd at a protest.
Correct. Without, you know, facing some sort of...
Without, you know, going against his bail conditions.
Yeah, threat of being thrown back into a cage by the masters.
I wonder if that's ever been done to anyone.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Well, one of the reasons for my costume today, or lack of costume, if, you know, if you're Bonnie... I'm wearing a Bitcoin t-shirt. It's just a big Bitcoin logo. That's it. Other than that, I'm dressed, you know, normally as I would. But there's a reason outside of the costume effect as well, right? A Bitcoin enthusiast is scary to banks and governments, right? Because they're seeking to, you know, I don't know, eliminate war, for example, right? If you transact in cryptocurrency, governments, you know, cannot use that to promote war. So if you want to end war, start using cryptocurrency. But also, October 31st is a different holiday than just Halloween. It is also the 13th anniversary this year of the day that the Bitcoin white paper was published by Satoshi Nakamoto.
Now that's a real holiday.
It is a real holiday.
It's kind of scary that it's the 13th.
But before we talk about that particular holiday, I do want to say that I believe Monero is a far scarier costume, so you win as far as scary costumes are concerned.
Thank you very much.
We've already decided that Bonnie wins for overall costume.
Yes, yes, so we did vote that Bonnie.
Lady Bonbon has been awarded her one gold back for winning.
Why, thank you. I also am wearing 6-inch heels, and so you guys can't see that on the...
It's true, with, like, spikes and stuff. Like,
yeah.
They look all very, you know, heavy metal, if you will.
I bought them to wear to a Kim Petras concert so I could see over people and nobody could, you know,
I was going to say, you're not a tall girl, so putting those on makes you a bit taller than normal, eh?
Yeah, I'm 5'2", the same height as Lady Gaga.
Wow.
I did that just for my costume.
You are just a literal, what's the word I'm looking for, an encyclopedia.
One could say that she was born this way. Cue the pop music.
Oh, wow.
Does Captain know that song?
I know that that is the name of...
Yeah. He reacted to it, so I was assuming so. Yeah. This is what happens. I mean, you're on the show with the gals tonight. So.
I know. At first, I was like, oh, sweet, I'm on with the two... And then I'm like, oh, I'm on with the two chicks. How's this going to go?
These are the types of shenanigans we love.
We're girls that talk about Bitcoin, so it's good enough for you.
That is. If there were, you know, any two girls that I would prefer to be on the show with, it would be both of you.
Oh, aww, thank you.
Thanks, Captain.
So, from Bitcoin.com by astounding author Jamie Redman. Seriously, this guy's a prolific writer about cryptocurrency. He does write for Bitcoin.com. But he is a terrific writer, in my opinion. The headline reads, celebrating the seminal Bitcoin white paper Satoshi Nakamoto published 13 years ago today. All around the world, cryptocurrency supporters and proponents of blockchain technology are celebrating the 13th anniversary of the Bitcoin white paper. The summary of the inventor's creation was published on NetsDowd.com's cryptography mailing list on Halloween 2008, as it gave birth to an asset with a market valuation of over $1 trillion and sparked the creation of over 10,000 cryptocurrencies that followed Satoshi Nakamoto's innovative design. Why is it innovative? Well, he introduced proof of work as a solution to the Byzantine general's problem. So 13 years ago, at approximately 2:10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Satoshi Nakamoto published the Bitcoin white paper, a summary of the innovative network and native cryptocurrency that changed the world. The 12-part white paper starts off with an indented paragraph called an abstract, which explains that Bitcoin is a purely peer-to-peer version of electronic cash that would allow online payments to be sent directly from one party to another without going through a financial institution.
Right on.
And we will talk more about the glorious invention that Satoshi bestowed upon the world 13 years ago today. Coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden at the G20 summit saying at a news conference as he wrapped up his visit, major changes are coming to the type of energy being used in the United States as well as much of the world. As he spoke in Rome, the president said, it's going to take some time to get the majority of the country's energy on wind and solar power, but cutting down on fossil fuels as much as possible is the ultimate goal.
We're going to stop subsidizing those fossil fuels. We're going to make significant changes. And it just makes the argument that we should move more rapidly to renewable energy.
Biden next heading to a UN climate conference. One person is dead. At least 9 others are wounded in a shooting in Texas at a Halloween party early today in Texarkana. A 20-year-old man died, 9 others wounded. So far, no arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News. Alec Baldwin saying little publicly about the accidental shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Paparazzi did catch up with the actor in Vermont on Sunday morning, where he said he can't make any comments on the shooting, which killed cinematographer Halyna Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. Baldwin explaining that's only because there's an ongoing investigation, and he was told that he's not to speak to anyone about it. But he said, we are, quote, very, very well oiled, and the crew was shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened. He called it a one-in-a-trillion event. The Atlanta Braves could win the World Series tonight as they take on the Astros, hosting them in Game 5. They picked up a 3-2 win in last night's Game 4, thanks in large part to Dansby Swanson and pinch hitter Jorge Soler, who nailed back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to give the Braves that victory. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's right, dance.
Dance, monkeys, dance.
Dance, bitches.
Oh my God. All you bitches. I forgot you could say that on the radio. And no.
Flush.
You're like, go dump yourself, Captain.
Go dump yourself.
Speaking of dumps, just off topic, did you guys hear about the Joe Biden...
pooped his pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I didn't hear the details. It could be true.
I hope he had a diaper on.
Mr. Poopy Pants.
I hope our... never mind. I was going to say, I hope our president doesn't, like, just regularly wear a diaper, but that could be offensive to some people.
Yeah, depends.
That's all right. Offend them.
Depends, get it?
Sending in our president.
Our president.
Not my president.
Let's go, Brandon.
No presidents are my president, nor have they ever been, nor will they ever be.
No masters, no rulers.
That's right. So they can all F off. F off? F off. Yeah, there we go. So it is interesting, though, that, like, that is getting play in the media. As opposed to, like, you know...
Something legitimate?
Yeah.
he pooped his pants!
Yeah. Old man had an accident. Like, that's not really news. Happens every day, you know, to folks in, you know, nursing homes and the elderly and people with, you know, colon cancer and, you know, things
like that. I guess it's just newsworthy because he's supposed to be the person in charge of the group, the corporation that claims to have control over us.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Normally, the president of the United States isn't incontinent, I would assume.
It's weird that everybody in charge of this corporation is really freaking old.
Yeah.
Seems like most of them.
I mean, there was a, what was it, when Obama was running for president, and everybody was talking about, it's about time we stopped electing old white men. Right.
Okay, so you're going to elect an old black man?
He wasn't that old, right? When he got elected.
He wasn't even 50.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He didn't get gray until after he was in the presidency.
Was he younger than JFK, or is JFK still the youngest president?
I don't know the answer to that, but I suspect JFK was younger when he was elected. But I don't know that for a fact. But, again, I don't care about these douchebags.
Yeah, I don't care how old they are. I don't care what color they are. I don't care about their Twitter account. I don't care if they poop themselves. Like, I really don't care.
But I find it funny that there was, you know, this sort of like, you know, hey, stop electing old white men. And then the next two presidents, of course, old white men.
The oldest white man ever, Trump, right? Wasn't he the oldest ever? He's up there.
I'm not sure.
No, I think Biden is actually older than him. I think just getting progressively older and older.
Yeah, I think Biden takes it. Well, and imagine if, like, Bernie Sanders got in.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's real old.
Yeah.
He's like 80.
He can barely talk, and he's got a...
My imitation of Bernie Sanders.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I do what I can. So anyway, moving past the topic of presidents who crap themselves, although there was one really good meme where it's like, they show Joe Biden, his arms are up, and he's holding like a pair of like stained...
LRN.FM.
Dump yourself.
Wah, wah. Speaking, did you guys see the one where it was Joe Biden holding a pair of Dora the Explorer underwear?
Ew.
No.
Yeah.
But the one that I saw was him holding up the tighty whities with the stain in it, and the caption reads, I did this.
What the heck?
Good job, buddy.
Ew.
All right. We were talking about this article from Bitcoin.com written by Jamie Redmond. Besides being Halloween, this also happens to be the 13th anniversary of the Bitcoin white paper, which was dropped. Published to the, I'm going to call it the crypto anarchists list. People have different names for this thing. But it was published 13 years ago today. When it was first published, academia and computer scientists worldwide were not aware that Bitcoin's inventor had solved a problem that had plagued computer scientists, well, forever, really. It says for years in this article, but like it's a problem that had never been solved before. The Byzantine General's Problem, or the Byzantine Fault, for those of you who don't know what this is, digital transactions, digital currency, had been an idea that had been toyed around with for some time. What they couldn't figure out how to do is prevent what's called the double spend. So, you know, if you spent the money and then, like, you rebooted your computer, it might not have saved the transaction, and you might be able to spend that same set of money again. So if you bought something for $100 and then, you know, somehow you did a thing, and then you could possibly spend that same $100 again, this is basically the problem that had been solved by Satoshi Nakamoto. It's a little more complex than that. That's just the layman's explanation for those of you who aren't familiar with that. So 2 weeks after Nakamoto published the white paper on Halloween 2008, he told the pseudonymous members of Metzdab.com's cryptography mailing list that he had solved the problem. And so the proof of work chain is a solution to the Byzantine General's problem, is the quote from Satoshi Nakamoto.
So wait, 2 weeks after he published the white paper?
Right.
So Where was he speaking from? Because I know that nobody knows who he is.
He was emailing this list of, we'll call them developers. It was a cryptography mailing list. It was composed of a whole bunch of different developers, crypto anarchists, if you will, cryptography fans, and that type of a thing. And so he published this white paper, and, you know, some time went by, and he finally said, the proof-of-work chain is a solution to the Byzantine General's problem. So all of these super, like, intelligent people into cryptography and stuff hadn't put it together. They read the white paper, but they hadn't quite put it together that this was a solution to the Byzantine General's problem. So he pointed it out to them, and, you know, the rest is history, of course. The benefits of Nakamoto's paper were clear, and the advantages of a triple-entry bookkeeping became apparent to people who studied the inventor's paper and witnessed the launch of the network on January 3, 2009. Satoshi also told Donald a few days earlier that the proof-of-work chain is the solution to synchronization problems and to knowing what the globally shared view is without having to trust anyone. Again, taking the trust away from what had only been able to be provided by centralized agencies, a.k.a. government.
Banks.
Right. Centralized, you know, monolithic bureaucracies, if you will, has now been distributed and was no longer required for people to have transactions. So since then, Nakamoto's paper gave birth to the Bitcoin network and the myriad of blockchains that followed. Moreover, the white paper is leveraged in academia quite a bit these days. It is referenced in many crypto network white papers and cited 17,201 times on Google Scholar.
Wow.
It is safe to say there hasn't been another white paper as prolific and innovative as Nakamoto's since its release on October 31st, 2008. It quite literally invoked the next level of ledger accounting systems as triple-entry bookkeeping, in contrast to single and double-ledger systems. It offers a concept that is nearly trustless if we remove trusting the autonomous system. So, just a note on single and double-entry bookkeeping. Everybody has seen the green and white accountant's paper, right?
Yeah.
Debit credit. Yeah, debit credit, right. It's got a green line, a white line, a green line, and a white line. And this is called a double, when they use this paper for accounting practices, it's a double entry system. And what it does is it's a checks and balance against itself.
Yeah.
Right. The two entries go, okay, well, we know it's legit. If we get the debit, we get the credit. We know it's a legitimate entry. But it still didn't remove the third party. So the triple entry system adds one more leg to that and almost turns it into a 3D entry system. And it has and will continue to revolutionize things as it grows. 603-283-6160. Is there anything scarier to the system than cryptocurrency? Your calls are welcome here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Oh, I was like, are you muted?
I was.
I thought my wig was in the way of my headphones.
No, it's my way of punishing myself for having to dump myself.
For getting dumped.
Naughty, naughty.
I dumped myself. Wait, isn't that that's a song. It's a band, like a... I don't know anybody else. When I swear I err, I have to dump myself.
Whoa.
There you go.
I don't know that song.
I can't remember who it is.
He switcheroo'd some lyrics.
I did a parody is what I did.
Three non-blondes or something?
No, it's older than that. It's,
Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
The name of the song is I Touch Myself.
Oh.
Yes. But I don't remember who the artist was. Do you have...
Divinities? Or
the Divinals?
Divinals, yes.
Well, I'm old. In case you didn't know that, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is the spooky version of the Reverend Captain Kickass and...
Lady Bonbon.
And Nikki, a.k.a. Monero Badero.
We have been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com celebrating the 13-year, I'm calling it the birthday, of Bitcoin. Even though Bitcoin wasn't actualized as a thing, a network, if you will, until 2009, the white paper, however, was published earlier than the inception of the network by Satoshi Nakamoto on October 31st of 2008. So today is a Bitcoin holiday in addition to being Halloween, and that's one that I'm celebrating. And I have to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines for all of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so Nakamoto's paper gave birth to the Bitcoin network and the myriad of blockchains that followed. Moreover, the white paper is leveraged in academia quite a bit these days. It's referenced, we talked about, in 17,201 times on Google Scholar, et cetera, and so on. Bitcoin transactions are pseudonymous, and its users can add as much privacy as they want, as the system offers both public transparency and privacy at its core. The traditional banking model achieves a level of privacy by limiting access to information to the parties involved and the trusted third party, the white paper details. The necessity to announce all transactions publicly precludes this method, but privacy can still be maintained by breaking the flow of information in another place, by keeping public keys anonymous. And certainly cryptocurrencies like Monero and other privacy coins do put this to very good work and good use as they have grown in their popularity as well. Just as the printing press changed society for the better and allowed people to learn without an apprenticeship, and just as the combustion engine made traveling a whole lot faster, Satoshi Nakamoto's Bitcoin invention is one that has forever changed the world. And I just want to go back for a minute and talk again about bookkeeping, right? The dual entry bookkeeping. When this invention was created, it revolutionized mankind, right? All of a sudden, it was the dawn of the industrial era, right? All of a sudden, things were being done more efficiently because now people could project things like inventory that they would need over a period of time and like order things in advance. And it affected finance in such a profound way that it literally revolutionized all of humankind. And so to have now, you know, something else, an ingredient added to that dual entry bookkeeping system that makes it trustless, we haven't even touched the beginnings, the tip of the iceberg, if you will, of what cryptocurrency can do. I still predict that it will eliminate banks, and governments better be careful, too, because it has the ability, it has the potential to eliminate everything that they do.
You know what we need for that to happen? People need to stop thinking of cryptocurrency as just an investment or a stock. Sometimes I get that at work. When somebody's like, yeah, I've never seen this store before. I passed by it a lot. This first, my first time in, I always try to say, just, you know, we take cryptocurrency. And a lot of them say things like, oh, I have never invested in that. I've heard some people say to stay away. It's like, it's not an investment. It's a whole new system.
Yeah.
It's not a stock. It's nothing. It shouldn't be anything like that. It doesn't really, it shouldn't matter if the number goes up. The number is going to go up because inflation.
Right.
I mean, yeah. The dollar is going to crash.
Absolutely, and that's why it's going up, is because the U.S. dollar is becoming worthless. And people say a lot, oh, I wish I invested in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency sooner.
Right.
This is still the very beginning. It is not too late to, and I just use the language as well, invest, but it is not too late to get your hands on some cryptocurrency. This is the very beginning.
Yeah,
even Monero right
days.
Now, I think it's only in the 200s.
Yep.
And I think as the U.S. dollar plummets, it is going to skyrocket. So now is the time. It is not too late. Get your hands on some cryptocurrency.
I agree. People are like, well, what do you think the next Bitcoin is going to be? Cryptocurrency.
Shiba Inu.
Yeah.
Like, we're all, I mean, Bitcoin is still, or, you know, cryptocurrency in general, is still the next Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Shiba Inu is.
I do have some Shiba.
Me too. I was joking, though. I don't really think it is.
I don't.
I don't think so.
I have them, though.
But meme coins are going to have a place.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
it's interesting because now something like a Shiba Inu or even a Dogecoin or any of the other meme coins can exist.
Yeah.
And
free
can
market.
Find use. Yeah, it's free market.
And that's the thing, too. It's because people always say, oh, well, I only use Monero or I only use Bitcoin Cash. But there is value in decentralizing, and there is value in not putting all your eggs in one basket. Each coin and each different type of cryptocurrency and even gold backs and, you know, silver, they all have their place. They are all valuable. You don't just have to pick one. And especially when it comes to things like the meme coins, you know, you have Shiba Inu and Dogecoin. You're kind of taking a little bit of a gamble there. But if you, you know, invest or if you put your money into a little bit of each of them, you'll be surprised what happens. I mean, a lot of people put their money into Dogecoin, and next thing they knew, I mean, it skyrocketed.
Yep.
And you can hang on to it, or you can swap it out for something different. So there's just, I mean, it's limitless. Truly, it's limitless.
I just think that if something is popular right now and under a dollar, and you get it right now, the dollar is just going to crash more and more. One day, Shiba Inu and Dogecoin is going to be worth more than a dollar, and that's all it really needs. If it's worth the price of a dollar, you know what I'm saying.
And it'll be worth more than your government issued.
Yeah, but it'll be worth more than your government issued dollar.
And that'll be a glorious day when that happens. And to me, what I find fascinating about cryptocurrency is the, I think, over 10,000 different cryptocurrencies, not including all the tokens and Ethereum, you know, that kind of thing, that exist, is representative of what a currency market would look like in a free market.
Yeah.
Instead of what it looks like in a not free market where only governments issue currency, right? They only need to compete with themselves. And so that means that globally, the currency market is limited to 200, I'm rounding up, 200, there's about 200 countries on planet Earth. And so the market for currency prior to cryptocurrency was 200 governments, right? 200 governments could issue a currency and force people to use their currency on a national level or trade between different countries' currencies. You'd hear about this. People would, you know, coin enthusiasts would trade, you know, this coin for that coin from another country.
Yeah.
People, like people who played the stock market and things like that.
Forex.
Well, even before Forex. Would trade currencies, arbitrage between state-based currencies, right? Cryptocurrency comes along, and all of a sudden, an explosion, 10,000 cryptocurrencies, right, instead of 200, right? That's what a free market looks like, is when anybody is able and free to create a cryptocurrency, it's giving it use, right, a practical application, or giving it popularity is what fuels it now, instead of violence, the use of force, which is all governments, it's the only tool they have in their belt. They claim a monopoly on it. So it's the only way that they know how to operate. So, you know, if you want coin that is more free, if you want coin that is principled, if you want currency that solves problems and continues to do so, well, cryptocurrency is the way to go, in my opinion. 603-283-6160. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.